Need something wholesome to watch with your kids tonight? In this episode of Wholesome TV Picks, I'm sharing a clean, uplifting 90s movie called Andre. It's based on the true story of a young girl and her rescued seal pup and the bond that captured the heart of an entire town. Andre isn't on Netflix, Disney Plus, or anywhere else, and is best for kids ages 7 and up. There are a couple of light moments to be aware of, like teens sneaking a beer, mild language, and some playful scuffles. If you prefer to skip or preview those scenes ahead of time, I've created a free pause and preview guide with time codes and context you can grab at wholesometvpicks.com/pauseandpreviewguides. This one's worth pressing play. We'll take a deep dive into why this movie is worth your time coming up. You're listening to Wholesome TV Picks, the podcast that helps busy parents like you find the best clean, uplifting family shows and movies without all the previewing and scrolling. I'm Jennifer, homeschool mom of three and lifelong fan of timeless TV. Let's dive in. There's a moment early in the film that sets the stage. Then there was mom, homemaker, lawmaker, zookeeper, and mother. If your house is anything like mine, that line probably hits home. This story is set in a small coastal town in Maine where life is loud, messy, loving, and full of surprises. The family at the heart of the story is fictionalized as the Whitneys, Harry, Thallis, and their kids, including young Tony, played by Tina Majorino in one of the most sincere performances I've seen from a child actor. It's her relationship with a baby seal that steals the show, but the real magic? It's what that seal brings out in the people around him. When Tony's dad brings home an orphaned seal pup, what starts as an act of kindness turns into a community sensation. The seal, eventually named Andre, becomes a local celebrity. But as the attention grows, so does the strain on the family. Tony's dad, Harry, doesn't just care for Andre. He completely immerses himself in the seal's life. Aside from feeding him and caring for him, helps him learn how to be a seal, make sure he's safe through the winter. He means well, but his wife and children all start to feel pushed aside at some point in the film. And I think that hits close to home for a lot of us, doesn't it? We get so wrapped up in work, schedules, home life, even in good things like community service, hobbies, or other creative projects. And sometimes we don't realize that we're ignoring the important people in our lives who are waiting for us to spend time with them. There's a moment in the film when Harry yells at his son, Steve, after a prank he pulled on a neighbor and he's ready to explode, but he stops mid-sentence and changes his words. That's self-control. Boy, I think we all can take a lesson, at least I can, in that moment, and realize that we do have control over our words when we're in a moment of anger and can prevent ourselves from saying hurtful things. Now, I know real life isn't as easy as it is in the movie, but I think it's a great lesson to see that the dad intentionally didn't want to curse at his child and had the self-control not to. The self-control to stop and use a different word, because our kids won't remember everything we say, but they'll remember how we said it. By the way, if this podcast has helped you find a show or movie your family now loves, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's a small thing that helps other parents cut through the noise. One scene that always makes my daughter and me laugh is when Tony's sister, Paula, listens to the song Johnny Angel on repeat 87 times. On the 87th time, the brother Steve storms in furious, grabs the record, and says to Paula, 87, you've listened to this song 87 times, and I can't take it anymore, and chucks the record out the window. Every time my daughter plays Bon Jovi for like the upteenth time in a row, I think, yeah, her brother would love to reenact that moment. It's these little family dynamics, annoyances, affection, overplayed songs that make the movie so funny and relatable. You've got sibling jealousy, mischief, growing up, sneaking out, learning to take responsibility, and even a lesson in letting go when it's time. This movie also features some fantastic animal acting, thanks to the team at Animal Actors of Hollywood. Andre has such a funny personality, and it really comes through in the little quirks they gave him on screen. The bond between the family and Andre is touching, and if you stick around through the credits, you'll even get to see real-life footage of the Goodrich family and the real Andre. The song that plays during the credits is entitled Thanks to You by Tyler Collins. and it gets me every time because it's the same song I played when my cat Snowball passed away at the age of 20, and the lyrics feel like they were written about our bond. It's beautiful and emotional and captures the heart of the film perfectly. My favorite scene in the whole movie is the final scene when Andre is swimming home. The cinematography is stunning. Watching the water sheet off Andre's body, the music is just beautifully put together. The music just adds that final emotional pull that really stays with you. So the bond between the family and the seal is unforgettable. And if you stay through the credits, you'll see the real footage of the people behind the story. So this movie's not just about Andre, it's about connection, about paying attention to the people who need us most, and about letting go when the time is right. And remembering, even the smallest friend can leave a love that doesn't end. Next week, we're stepping into an iconic black and white classic TV show full of slapstick genius, unforgettable moments, and a whole lot of firsts. The show that created the rerun, the first visibly pregnant woman on TV, and the first immigrant lead, and one of the smartest businessmen and businesswomen in entertainment history. You're not going to want to miss it. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope this inspires you to slow down and enjoy something together as a family. Because around here, TV still stands for timeless values. Take care, have a great rest of your week, and I'll catch you on the next episode.